Just two more points on the last pasuk we did. Patecha dedecha maspir lekochai ratzon. So, patecha dedecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up his hand and gives you everything. Maspir lekochai ratzon. Sometimes, with the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu does it is by making you satiated. Maspir that whatever the small amount that you get is, there's ratzon to you, meaning it satiates you. It fills you. You're happy with it. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu actually gives you a lot, and sometimes he'll give a little bit, but make it that you're able to be satiated with that little bit amount. In the little bit that he gave to them. If Shimshon Rafal Hirsch adds another idea, we know that a lot of a person's parnasa is dependent on finding favor in the eyes of other people. Or people wanting to buy your produce that you're selling, or people being happy with you and hiring you. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is maspir lekol chai ratzon. He gives ratzon to you. He gives charm to you. He gives chen to you so that other people will want to hire you, so other people will want to buy your produce, and that will help you with your parnasa. Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. A few ideas in this pasuk in Avnei Eliyahu. So Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning, in the derech, when he's judging you, he judges you with complete tzedek, with complete strict judgment, exactly according to the letter of the law. But b'chassid b'chol ma'asav, once he carries out into action, once it's a maisa, once he's allotting out the punishments, then he's a chassid. Then he punishes you b'chassid. So Kadosh Baruch Hu judges somebody with complete midas ha'emes. It's a tzaddik, with tzaddik. But then when he carries out the judgment and he punishes, then he'll throw in also chassid and go lifnim mishuras adin. This pasuk, it says in Siddur Agra, is also a continuation of the last idea. We had explained the flow of the psukim, that sometimes the people, he gives them exactly the amount of food they need, exactly at the right times that they need it. And sometimes he's potach et yadecha, umasbir l'chokhai ratzon. Sometimes he opens up his hand and gives an overabundance and oversatiates. So how do we make sense of that? How come over there he gave him more and he gave me less? So answers the pasuk, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik in all of his ways. Every one of those decisions, you can't understand it, but he's doing it for the good. Just like a doctor, so he knows who to give which medication for, who needs to eat that food, who needs to eat that food. So too by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik in all of his ways, in why he gave him more and he gave him less. B'chassid b'chol ma'asav. And not only that, but whatever it is that he gives you, even the smallest amount, he's already giving it b'chesed. It's not like we deserved anything to begin with, says the Ibn Ezra. And that's two responses to being confused by how come he has more and he has less. First, tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav. There's everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does is just, even though you can't see it. B'chesed b'chol ma'asav, whatever he gives you anyway, even the smallest amount, is b'chesed. And then he goes more into depth and he explains that more than we could say about how a little child doesn't understand why his parents do the things that he does with him. And sometimes a little kid could be just like upset with his parents and feel like it's unfair, his treatment, and why can't you give me this, and why can't you give me that? So even more than a little kid doesn't understand his parents, we don't understand the things that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us, but they're all for our good. He gives a mashal. He says, imagine somebody were to be traveling in the desert, and he literally thinks he's going to die. He has no food. He has nothing to drink. He's completely vulnerable to the cold and to the wind, and he doesn't know how he's going to make it in this desert. And suddenly somebody comes with this huge chariot, picks him up, puts him on the chariot, brings him to a home, warms him up, gives him food. So now, if he were to go to this person's house, so he'd be so happy over just, first of all, that he's in warmth, he's indoors, he has a place to sleep, he has something to drink, he has something to eat. Let's say the guy brought in two people, and the other guy he gave an extra piece of meat to, or a little bit, few extra side dishes to. Is he going to stop being jealous and upset? How come he gave him more than he gave me? No, because he's so happy and feels so undeserving of every little bit that he is being given by the Baal Bayit that took him in, then he's not going to focus on the fact that, hey, how come you gave that guest more than you gave me? And that's how we're meant to feel in this world. It says in the Siddur Agra that, as it is to begin with, none of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, the ability to see and to hear and to walk and to move and to every person that we know, everything that we have, every cell in our body, we should feel so indebted for that we can't even focus on the fact that how come he has more and he has less. We feel like that guy that was saved from the desert. Another pshat that I saw, this is in the Eitz Yosef, he says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav. B'chol drachav are those that are walking b'derach Hashem, so Hashem acts with a tzadik with them. In other words, he doesn't need to give them extra chesed, because already b'tzadik, they deserve to be taken good care of. But then, people that aren't deserving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with them with chesed. He goes l'fnim m'shur sedin and takes care of them anyway, just out of chesed. So that's tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav. Those that are going in the derech Hashem, he's a tzadik to them. He acts b'tzadik because they can handle it. But he's v'chassid. He goes l'finim b'shur shadin. But people that are just his ma'asim, people that they're not necessarily going the way of Hashem, but because Hashem created them and they're the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he goes l'finim b'shur shadin when he takes care of them. Kar of Hashem, l'chol kor of. This is one of the few psukim in Ashrei which doesn't have a vav connecting the first half and the second half, because the second half is actually qualifying the first half. Kar v'shem l'chol korav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all those that call out to him, but that's not exactly true. Rather, who? L'chol ashei k'u v'emes, to those that call out to him in truth. That's who he's korav to. What does it mean, l'chol ashei k'u v'emes? What does it mean to call out to Hashem in truth? So Shteven says that maybe the pshat is like this, that everybody, when you ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu for something, you really mean it. You really want that thing that you're asking for. So what does it mean to call out to Kaddish Baruch Hu in truth? Are you completely and fully dependent on him and realize that it's fully only in his hands, the outcome? Let's say a person is taking medicine and going to the doctor, and he also davens to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaddish Baruch Hu, could you help out also, besides just the medicine? So that's not completely trusting that it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that it's in his hands, because a little bit you're also relying on the medicine. But a person could take medicine and completely realize that the medicine is not going to affect whether I'm going to actually get better or not. It's completely in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's hands. And the same thing with everything, that to the extent that your trust is completely in Hashem's hands and you recognize that the outcome is only by him and not in all the other means that you're involved in, so that's considered calling Kaddish Baruch Hu be'emes, and to that extent, he's karov to hear you. In the Siddur Agra, he explains how close is a Kaddish Baruch Hu to you. He says, it says that Kaddish Baruch Hu hears you, right? Karov Hashem l'chol karov l'chol she'ku'u be'emes. When you see something, you see it from far away. When you hear it, you have to be close by to be able to hear it. So Kaddish Baruch Hu is as close to you, he says. He's quoting the Gemara in Yerushalmi, as an ear is to a mouth. It's like his ear is right up against your mouth, listening to exactly what it is you're asking for when you're calling out to him in truth. That's how close that he is to you. Now, even though Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, he's close to those that call out to him, that doesn't mean he's actually going to listen to what it is that they're asking for. That's why the next pasuk says, Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh. But the ratzon of those that fear him, the Yirei Shamayim, those are the ones that he's going to do what it is that they're asking for. Veshav asam, yishma v'yoshim. They're calling out, they're screaming out to Hashem. He's going to listen and he's going to save them. Meaning, first of all, you have the level of the person that calls out to Hashem in truth. Only him he's going to listen to. But just because he listens doesn't mean he's going to do what he's asking for. Then, who could we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do what it is they're asking for? Yireyav, Ritzon Yireyav, that will for sure be done. But even that, it's not always going to just be done. Sometimes, the Etchav Asim, Yishma V'Yoshim, sometimes only when they really scream out to him will he listen and then save them. And sometimes he'll just do it right away because they asked for it. There's a midrash that's brought down in the Siddur Agra, where it says like this, that there's there was people that were calling out to the king, screaming and calling out to the king. And the king wasn't doing what they wanted. So his servant said, how come you're not doing it? They're calling out for your help. And you hear what they're saying. How come you're not helping them? So the king answered, because I sent them a message a bunch of times to do something for me, and they didn't listen to me. So why do I need to listen to them? In other words, one of the svaras that goes into whether your tefillah is accepted is to the extent that, did you listen to Hashem when He asked you what to do? So He takes that into account when deciding whether to do what you're asking for, when you're asking Him to do things for you. That's one of the things that are taken into account. So that's true about those that have Yirah Shamayim, that sometimes they'll just do what they're asking for, sometimes they have to scream at and they'll save them. However, Shomer Hashem Eskol Oavav, Eskol Risharim Yashmid. The Oave Hashem, Shomer Hashem Eskol Oavav, He saves them, He protects them, He guards them, even before they ask. Whereas those of Yirah Shamayim, that's a very good level. They'll ask for something, or they'll scream out for something, Hashem will save them. But first they were in a tzara, first they were suffering, then of course Baruch Hu saves them. However, Shomer Hashem is called Oavav. The Oave Hashem, Hashem has protected them even from before the tragedy befalls them, even before suffering comes to them, even before they even have to call out to Him, He's already Shomer them and protecting them. There's another pshat over here in this pasuk that the Siddur Agra brings down. On Shomer Hashem is called Oavav, that's called Hashem Yashmid. He says, hinted at in this pasuk is the idea of why sometimes we find Tzaddik Viralo, Rasha V'Tovlo. Somebody that's being a Tzaddik, but he seems to be suffering in his life. And somebody that seems to be a Rasha, but seems to have a lot of good things in his life. And the pasuk explains about them, Shomer Hashem is called Oavav. Those that are Oavav Hashem, that love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their Tzaddikim, so Hashem protects and guards for them their mitzvos and repays them only for them in the next world. He puts it aside, guards it, like it says in the pasuk that when Yosef told the dreams, when Yaakov heard about Yosef's dreams, it says, "Va'aviv shamar asadavar." What does it mean, shamar asadavar? He guarded it, he remembered it, he held on to it for later. So shomer Hashem is called Oavav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the schar, the reward of the good things that the Oavav Hashem do, to give it to them completely in a better way in the next world. That's called Risharim Yashmid. When you see Risharim prospering and having good things in this world, you should know that it's only Yashmid, it's only in order to destroy them. Amen. Like He lets them grow and grow and grow just to cut them off at the end of the day.